Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.
Yo, we made a choice. Yo, that our music is worth much more than you know. We hold it very dear to us. And as time moves on and we see it slipping away, and y'all try to pump that same radio bullshit down our ears 500,000 times a day, it just makes us hold on to that underground shit that much stronger. Yeah.
Is it like silver? Is it like diamond?
It's like a precious metal when we hear a verbal rebel murdering 56 balls or more, and we hanging on every syllable. And when it's pure,
is it like gold?
Yes.
Is it like silver?
Yes.
Is it like diamond?
Yes. Still raises hands on the back of my neck when I hear a rapper rip straight from his heart for the respect, not the size of a check. And when it's pure,
is it like gold?
Yes.
Is it like silver?
Yes.
Is it like diamond?
Yes. When a beat bangs and reflects what hip hop was built for, that whack shit y'all spitting back in a day, y'all would get killed for. But when it's pure,
is it like gold?
Yes.
Is it like silver?
Yes.
Is it like diamond?
Yes.
Welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger. That was my B-Boy intro, Chino XL. I've been wanting to do that for a long time. I couldn't help it. I just felt like a B-Boy today. Like I throw my hands in the air and then just stop, B-Boy style. If you feel like a B-Boy, you want to holler at me, give me a call, 646-929-2037. Once again, the phone number to call in, 646-929-2037. And, of course, I know some of y'all are a little too shy to call in. And if that's the case, feel free to email me, dick@smoothdrama.com. I will read your emails, questions, comments, or concerns. And if you just so happen to be listening to me on Blog Talk, feel free to jump to the Blog Talk chat room and post your questions, comments, or concerns. Because I, of course, would love to hear from you and to go back and forth with you and dialogue a little bit. And if you just so happen to be watching me on livestream.com/sdrama, you can see my unique face that's made for radio. You can jump into the chat room there also and holler at me and tell me how my face really, really belongs on radio. Now, also our social network, I encourage the social networking so that we can all reach out and touch each other. If you want to holler at me there, I'm on Facebook, I'm on Twitter, I'm on Tagged, I'm on MySpace. If you want to hit me up on Facebook, Tagged, or MySpace, I'm Dick Hugger. If you want to hit me up on Twitter, you can follow me, Smooth Drama. Real simple. Add me. I'll add you back. We can go back and forth. I like to think I'm a sociable person, although I am a hater. Proof point, I hate golf. Why I hate golf? Because people think golf is like a sport. I don't think it's a sport. I don't besmirch the skill that's involved. You got to have a skill. I play miniature golf, and to be able to hold it still and hit the ball in the hole, I can respect that. But all the rest of it, I mean, one, fundamentally, you can't talk shit when you play golf. You have to be quiet. I mean, that whole shh, 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 shh. I can't. I don't know how. Hell no. It's that whole snobby thing. I look at it like this. When I retire from playing ball and working out and whatnot, I'm not going into golfing. I'm just going to join the Scrabble League. I feel like I can get a little bit more exercise in the Scrabble League than I can in the Golf League. I ain't dissing. I'm just saying. It's my personal opinion. Don't hate me or judge me. I'm just making a point. Another point, the whole, I'm sure y'all heard about Tiger Woods. I mean, it's bad enough. He's been broken. He's like Samson in the Bible, got his hair cut, whatnot. But the whole, they fined him for spitting on the golf course at the Dubai Desert Classic. It's another reason for me to hate golf. I don't understand it. You know, once again, it's a sport where you can't talk shit. So automatically, they lost me. And you're going to find the man because he spit on the golf course. I mean, you have to really, really be searching and digging for stuff to pull out the, we are going to find Tiger because he broke our code and he spit on the golf course. Because we know, of course, nobody spits on the golf course. Tiger Woods is the first person to ever do it and be caught. And so they must sign him and teach him a lesson. And, you know, now, am I not the only one missing it? The fact that golf is dying because nobody wants to see anybody else but Tiger. And if Tiger ain't good no more, it doesn't even really matter. Anyway, I haven't spent a whole minute and a half talking about golf. You know I'm tripping. Let me talk about something important. Like, man, this study where they talked about people who've been told that they tested positive for syphilis, they actually didn't have it. Health officials said 1 in 5 syphilis cases are wrong. Yeah, they said a study of 5 U.S. labs showed about 18% of the positive results from a test method used since the 1980s were actually negative. And this is a report from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Now, experts previously thought that the statistics were much lower, like under 7%. But there's a certain test that they do, and they've been doing it since the 80s, that detects you as positive for syphilis. Now, I don't know about anybody else, but you know how you go in for your checkup, whatnot, and you test positive for syphilis. I mean, how do you come back from that? I mean, obviously, we know that you're gonna be pissed when you leave out of there. I mean, obviously, you're gonna get the medicines and whatnot, but you're gonna make them phone calls, and they're not gonna be pleasant phone calls. Like, what the hell? Now, you think of these 18%, and we're talking about they only did a study of 5 labs. Imagine what the numbers are across the country. And you think about the people who represent that 18-20% making them calls, and then all of a sudden you find out you really didn't have syphilis. How do you come back from that? Conversations. And then, I mean, you know, you get the call, you know what, we're sorry, the first test that we gave you was erroneous. You actually did not have syphilis. We're sorry. You already cussed out everybody that you had sex with or kissed or whatever. You done went and dug into their ass, and they done dug back at you like, hey, we got nothing, and it just goes from there. boom, all because of a test. I mean, I remember when they had the Tuskegee guys that they said they were curing of it, but of course they weren't. They were just giving them sugar pills and sending them out with it. Now you're telling folks that you got it when you don't have it. And I wouldn't want to be a part of that. Lord knows there were some people who were quite upset behind that, and we know it got ugly. Know it got real ugly. But better them than me, right? I'm just saying, if you're speaking in the third person, better you didn't get that news and the shit be false. Anyway, speaking of craziness, we're going to move on. There's a South Dakota bill that would expand the definition of justifiable homicide to include killings intended to prevent harm to a fetus. Now, let me repeat this, just in case you didn't catch that. There is a South Dakota bill that would expand the definition of justifiable homicide to include killings intended to prevent harm to a fetus. Now, what does that tell me? If you're an abortion doctor in South Dakota, it's time to relocate. Better move to North Dakota. They have coming for your ass. I mean, there's a bill, a real bill, House Bill 1171, which was sponsored by an abortions rights folk, Representative Phil Jensen. You know, it passed out of the House Judiciary Committee last week, so it's coming to a vote near you. I mean, I don't know about anybody else, but it looks like an invitation to go ahead on and take out anybody that has anything to do with an abortion happening. So basically, if I'm driving somebody to get an abortion, I can be shot, and it could be called justifiable homicide because that person was acting to prevent harm to said fetus. And obviously, they're not going to kill the mother. They're going to go after everybody who is trying to help the mother kill the fetus. Oh, now, I've seen the documentary, a couple of them documentaries on them crazy folks that's blowing up abortion clinics and whatnot. And I mean, this is some scary. This is real. I mean, and it's not really getting front page news coverage like it should be. I mean, we talking about, you know, you turn on TV, they talking about Lindsay Lohan, she stole a necklace or whatever. Somebody drunk, this celebrity did this. Joan Rivers, piece of her face fell off or whatever. I'm just playing. But nobody's talking about a bill like this. I mean, how can you pass a bill that justifies killing somebody? I mean, that's what it does. It's justifiable homicide to include killings intended to prevent harm to a fetus. That's, I don't know how much more real and scary you can get than that. I mean, this ain't this ain't like the, you know, they put it out there, oh, the FBI overstated the anthrax evidence. Like, yeah, no shit. It was part of the whole axis of evil. Saddam Hussein was the greatest dictator of all time, fourth biggest army, blah, blah, blah. You know, all that propaganda stuff to make us go off the war. You know, we had churches with billboards. We support the troops, blah, blah, blah. All that. That was front page. I seen that everywhere. But nobody's talking about House Bill 1171. Talking about killing people, justifying it. It's going to be law. I mean, if it passes in South Dakota, you're looking at maybe it can pass somewhere else. You know, I remember a few months ago when the big thing was marijuana legalization. And that didn't pass. But this has a chance of passing. I mean, South Dakota, you can't even have an abortion in South Dakota. They severely restrict it. There are no providers for abortions in the whole state. Planned Parenthood has to bring in a doctor from out of state once a week just to see patients, and that's in Sioux Falls. So if this passes, if you're a doctor, do you go into you go into South Dakota? Because when you coming in, it's overseas, and they may be shooting Papa Cap in your ass. Is that serious? And they'll be justified. Justifiable homicide is law. Well, technically it can be. Yeah, that's kind of scary. I don't know if anybody else thinks that's scary, but I kind of do. Oh, real heavy. And on that note, I'm going to take my first break here. Playing the song, going back in time a little bit. This is AG from the crew DITC, Digging in the Crates, featuring KRS-One and Big Pun. Drop It Heavy off his album, The Dirty Version.
America held hostage, day 182, a special report.
That's right, on any beat we sell. Don't put your money on bail, put it on full scale, haha, never fail. KRS, I'd rather have 100,000 true heads by me than 1 million of your fake fanatics behind me. I keep it grimy, chase me, you will never find me. I'll take you out for 2 or 3 minutes, you can time me. You the dopest MC, I'll leave that ass sizzling. We give it more rhythms than gang rape to prison. You small time, you ain't a pro, yeah, you kick the raw rhyme, but you're showing your flow, that's all mine. Oh, silly me, if I call it my lyric ability, I'll bring it right straight to your door, free delivery. Get with me, now I spit rap, I represent peace and knowledge, but I will contradict that. Click a click clap. You don't want to battle me, you want to scatter away. I battle Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Wait, let me check the schedule again. Saturday, I think you ought to follow your squad. They ran that away. These rappers you played out, faced out, no format. Now why would you place your money on that? I drop more bars and sing things. Ching, real teachers teach real things. I bring knowledge and skill. You should try to get with it. Talent and knowledge only means that you're ignorant. With the sword of justice, your throat, I'm sticking it. Gossip and scandal, I don't put my lips in it. Grow up, I'm moving like a U-Haul truck. You all suck, cause you all suck. Forget to cut hop, your love stops. I bring it to your buttocks.
Yo, my squad is on it like Elijah Muhammad. But I'm God retarded, ain't no righteousness. And there's heart of violence, heart of diamond. But I'm in the rough, listen up. If you ever see me with the feds, you can bet it's in the cops. Ain't no stitching nuts, pitching nuts, unofficial nuts. Everything we outside, you wish you was. Official thugs in the drug profession. Drug connections, drug addictions. Still being the judge for drug possession. The 4 D's, all these is more reason. either get big or leave and let live. We the best that is, CS. Ain't nobody else, we Bobby Dove. Once we all the way on top of the shelf, I'm locking it well with the master key. Freeze, I'm trying to breathe. I'ma squeeze and blast the back of your knees. It's fast as cheese. Please don't test the toast up. My second roast your body faster than Ferrari's Tester Roaster. You're getting closer to death. Reapers got a hold of your breath. You're going straight to hell unless you sell your soul for your flesh. You was posing the threat, now you frozen to bed. Minute ago, you was popping shit, holding your dick. Now what's the problem? You ain't nothing like you said on your album. I thought you was wildin', busting your guns and running the island. You wasn't violent. You was silent, trying to get college credits. How pathetic. Did it to get out of the kinesthetic. I'm dianetic, combined with lyrics. Mama churning, she's my insurance. To my appearance, I'm a kind of spirit. You gotta fear it, cause every last gem is poison. You gotta share it. You can't win, you better join them. I'm head anointing niggas like the holy gospel. I'm the only vibe local to smoke you with fire flowing. I'm still watching the toast when you see it. You better join yours. Born laws, pulling the giant. It's all yours.
Went from welfare to Bel Air, and hell yeah, I hold heat with a license to kill like police. So don't sleep, the sun shines brighter than any star. Rap terrorists, bomb mics in the name of Allah. Showing AG is who we are. Forever terror, all I need is 26 letters and 16 bars. I be bomb dropping verses that be so deep. Searching for those who cold slept, so there's no left. Curious, how we still around? Mysterious, like a dope fiend clean, never touching the ground. And you knew it when you heard us. I'm fluid with this, MCs wanna serve us. DJs are mad nervous, they can't hurt us. They get the dick, I beat. GD for life, grow with DI, TC, short for DI, GG, IN, double it, add the crates, now they loving it, no need to cover it, let it shine like the sun do, now who reflect like us, none do, but still come through, humble, even when I play with it, convey it in a way that sounds so dope, you wanna quote and learn to say it, underdog for life, ain't commercial enough to be the favorite, I'm tripe, I bite when you bark, so save it, he has to be a masterpiece, imitation, cause he ain't bout it, plus he ain't true, showing ain't the same too, since he first came through. Niggas yelling, y'all supposed to rock and blow the spot. I said we aim too. If we don't climax, we can't blame you. Told Shorty ride a shotgun, ain't that true? It must have hit her off guard, she wasn't ready. Mom was occupied on getting sweaty. We lay it heavy.
Together you gotta move.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. That was AG featuring KRS-One and Big Pun off his album, The Dirty Version. That was We Lay It Heavy. Oh, speaking of laying it heavy, I don't know if anybody saw the cartoon that was done by a guy whose name I'm not going to say because I refuse to say people's names that I refuse to make famous. Well, not that I'll be making them famous, but in the old comedic tradition, if you don't want them to live on, you just don't say their name. Refuse to acknowledge their name. So, I refuse to acknowledge this author's name. Well, cartoonist, whatever. He did a cartoon about Michelle Obama. You know, how she has the Fitness America program and most accountable people on how to eat to live. And so a guy from a website posted a picture, well, a cartoon, where it has Michelle, it portrays Michelle Obama as a fat woman, well, extra chunky. And as President Obama with huge Dumbo ears, and in the cartoon she says, I've stepped up my efforts to control America's eating habits by telling restaurants to lower portion sizes and fat content. And Obama replies, Michelle, I want to get reelected. What you're doing is only going to annoy a lot of people. To which she replies, shut up and pass the bacon, because in the cartoon she's eating a stack of burgers. Now, one of the complaints that people had, well, have, let me say had like it's over with, people have the complaints about Michelle Obama saying that she's trying to control what people eat. Now, I think we talked about this a little bit. Well, I just talked about how there would be a bill that would actually justify homicide. Justify homicide, a bill. It'll be a law. Last time I checked, Michelle Obama was not lobbying Congress to pass a law to tell unhealthy people to eat healthy. I mean, obviously, she put the suggestions out there. I mean, you see her. She's in great shape. And, you know, the critics come out and say, well, for the Super Bowl, she had pizza and all this other stuff. And the whole point is, and I have to interject myself in here personally, I mean, I take great care of my body. For the most part, I eat right. I don't do the whole red meat. Don't do the dairy. Fruits and vegetables, try to eat right. But I have been known to consume a gummy bear for 12,000. But the point is, you know, I work out also. And the what she was trying to say is it wouldn't help to try to move toward eating healthier and exercising a little bit. Of course, some folks take that like, no, we're not going to do that. You know, you're trying to control what we eat and how we're going to eat. Never mind the fact that all the studies say that the American public is getting fatter and fatter and more out of shape. I mean, there's new studies every day. Like, I was reading how they were talking about young folks are in the senior facilities that used to be just for seniors, elderly care. Young people in there. There are more young folks, things like 30-something percent, more young folks were having strokes in their late 20s, early 30s. Now, I'm not going to say that it's all food, but a better diet, a little exercise never hurt nobody, which is all she's suggesting. But that's way too much for some folks. I mean, moving on to the subject, a guy, because we're in Black History Month, we're gonna have a focus on the supposed black man. Pastor James David Manning, so-called black birther, who has taken it upon himself to spread the word and protect his Caucasian brothers from President Obama. You know, he's on his crusade to save white men. Now, if you haven't heard of this brother, he's got quite a few speeches. He has the God is sick of black people speech, why black people made good slaves, the white folks are going to rise up, and last but not least, blacks are not inferior, just crazy as hell. Now, some folks would say he's not serious. I mean, I just look at it like he's just Uncle Ruckus from Boondocks. I don't know if you ever watched the Boondocks. He is Uncle Ruckus. I mean, I've listened to him. I've listened to a few of his speeches, because no matter how ignorant folks are, you still can listen to folks and discern some of the message that they're trying to make, even though it may seem crazy and way, way out there. But part of his message, which I honestly have to say I agree with, he was talking about black folks, and when he talked about the black community and how they need to rise up and stop blaming folks when the crime in your community is because the crime is in your community. Just because you're poor don't mean you have to be dirty. Just because you're poor don't mean you have to be unruly. There's nothing in the manual that says when you're poor, you have to be just mean, absurd, and, you know, violent towards each other. There's nothing in the poor manual that says that. Now, when we talk about old Pastor James David Manning, though, I mean, this guy is on another level. I mean, according to him, because President Obama is in office, he's saying that Caucasians must immediately pull themselves up or they'll remain more blind than the black man. Now, I kind of understand why he does it, because there's money involved. You know, you spout that and you understand that he is a pastor. And pastors and pimps are not too far. Well, pastors are pimps. They just got more money than regular street pimps. I mean, this is what he is. He's a pimp supreme, and he put his message out there. You know, if people want to listen to people like that, more power to them. Still a pimp. And if you going to be his hoe, you going to choose me. That's all I can say for you. I don't understand individuals like that. And never will. But I think it's funny that he's saying white people are an endangered species and he wants to take it upon himself to help white people. Good luck with that, homie. They need all the help they can get. The endangered white man. I'm sure it'll be a first. It'll be a first to them to know that they were endangered. I'm glad you can get your message out there. I support you minus 999%. That's negative, just in case y'all wanted to know. And that is the end of my spotlight on the central figure in Black History Month history. Not that is history. Not demeaning Black History Month, because as I've stated before on the program, I'm black all year, been black all my life. I know my history. I don't need to focus on one month. Every day is special, and my history is every day, January through December. Oh, and speaking of which, not only I like talking about people who are crazy as hell, talking about situations that are crazy, like the Walmart employees who were fired for doing their job. The Walmart security stopped an individual who had a weapon. They stopped him from robbing the Walmart. What did they get? Fired. They got fired for stopping and disarming criminals. Walmart came out with the whole, well, we have a protocol, we in section blah, 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 blah. I'm like, then why would you have security? I mean, if you don't want your security to stop people, then shouldn't even have security at all. I mean, and if you're anybody who pay attention to the news, hey, Walmart, straight up, open game. You walk out there with anything, it doesn't even matter. They're not even going to stop you. I mean, because I'm sure the ripple went through all the Walmarts. I'm sure the memo was passed. Do not try to stop anyone. Now, granted, this is an armed individual, and we know why, and if you don't understand why, basically Walmart is covering their bases because if homie says that he was illegally detained or hurt or whatnot, he can sue Walmart, the corporation. Now, we got this crazy legal system where, for some reason, we can reward folks for suing when they were in the wrong. Sort of like the woman who sued McDonald's because the coffee was hot when she ordered hot coffee. If she won, it's the reason why individuals don't have a job any longer, because we have a legal system that allows such foolishness and trivial lawsuits to happen all the time. So these guys, they got fired for doing their job, basically. Security personnel stopping folks from stealing, stopping an armed perpetrator from stealing and possibly harming someone in the store. But you got fired. Oh, never understand that. And speaking of which, something that I won't understand, but I got to talk about it. I hate doing it, but this is one of them special situations where you kind of have to talk about it. Mary Shackelford, Steve Harvey's ex-wife. I don't know if anybody's seen him. I actually took the time to watch a couple of minutes, maybe 2, 3, 4 minutes of her videos outlining how Steve, he left me. One day I just woke up, I had nothing, I was homeless, I had no money, I was done. And she did two YouTube videos talking about how destitute she was and how Steve did her so wrong. So, what happened? The court district judge, Judge Dry, down in Texas, saw it and was like, you know what? I'm going to lift the temporary ban, because they had a gag order on Harvey just so he can defend himself against his ex's allegations. Now, check this out. The whole, if you've seen the videos, you're going to find what I say next hilarious. Not only did she get paid, she was paid like $40,000 a month until March 2009. Then, on top of that, she was paid a lump sum of $1.5 million. Also, you know, she said, turned my son against me, and he evicted me from my house. She was rewarded 3 homes. Now, for those folks who may have trouble counting that, that's 1, 2, 3 houses. You can't be homeless if you have 3 houses. 3 houses and a lump sum of $1.5 million is far from destitute. I mean, if that's destitute, I want to be broke like her. I want to be broke and destitute just like Miss Shackelford. I mean, can you get more broke than that? $1.5 million on top of the $40,000 a month he was paying you, and you had the 3 houses given to you. They're yours. So, I mean, basically, you can go from house to house. I live here, I live here, and I live here too, depending on how you're feeling. Anyway, the sad part is, you know, the fact that there's a child involved, and what happens is you have individuals who you want to get back because you're hurt, but where's the adult, the class part? See, I find it offensive because there's a lack of class, and especially when it comes out that you lied on the level that you lied on, and they released court documents stating all that you got. And it makes no sense. You know, if it didn't work, it didn't work. And that's one of those problems with these sensitive adults nowadays, adults who are 40 going on 8, don't know how to take rejection, don't know how to deal with any kind of negative anything. I mean, I get that you hurt, but the whole I'm going to cry and I'm going to come out with YouTube videos and all this, and how does it serve you? Nobody didn't know who you were before, and after this is over with, they won't know who you are after. Just saying. It didn't make sense last week. Won't make sense this week. On that note, we gonna go into our next break. We're going to play one of my favorite girls in hip-hop, well, women in hip-hop. This is Jean Grey, Don't Rush Me.
Yeah, nice. Yeah, nice, yeah. Nice got some beats that you just sing to for no reason. Sometimes you got to get to know yourself. You got to travel a little bit. Look at yourself from another perspective. So I try to do that. Come on, listen, there's nothing like knowing yourself. Uh-huh. Like the way I know the smoke has kind of broken my health. Yeah. Like the way I know my flow don't make appropriate wealth. I can't change that, but funny I'm saying that when it's money I'm aimed at. Come on, I'll give a fuck if you frame that or quote it. Yeah. I meant what I said because I wrote it, point noted. Mm-hmm. I know I'm overly sensitive when it comes to wealth. Just about everything. Uh-huh. And I'm so hard-headed, I don't need your help. No advice for these records, let's just me myself. Like, I don't ever want to breathe if it requires assistance. Just shut down my system. I'm a victim of choosing bad love. Uh-huh. Bad luck loosely. Every man's touch seems to be a doozy. And plus, I'm attached to this loosely. Stand on my 2 feet, so it's hard enough to even have to physically move me. Go ahead, try.
I know I'm on the right path. I'm on to who I'm gonna be at last. Don't crush me, nigga.
Try.
I know I'm rolling right. Uh-huh. At the same time, both on the dark and light.
Come on.
And it ain't like me, everything to live.
Uh-huh.
At the same time, I got everything to give. Don't crush me.
Hey, get your hand off me, man.
Don't crush me.
You stupid, I'll cut you. I gotta be more disciplined. I'm listening. More than straight logic, blocking random shit that's drifting in. Age is a motherfucker.
Damn right.
Find myself staring at the little kids, thinking I could beat them like a stepmother. Creeping on a come up in 30 soon, but looking 20. Ooh, the food cap is up to get now, plenty. Attending christenings of my best friend's children, and they're asking who's next. And I'm wishing for six more wishes for Christmas. All kids on the wish list. Time it seems to be in existence. I'm a team player, not
nope.
The dry wit is similar to Arizona weather. Say it, nigga. Hot, patent leather soul. Tapping at my goals. If the album's not platinum, then I'll have to rack a gold. Just rapping ain't for nothing unless I hold flax so I can sit up on a boat like Colin. Roll that, and you know that.
I'm on the right path. Young to who I'm gonna be at last. Don't crush me, nigga. I know I'm rolling right, at the same time, both on the dark and light. Yeah, they say life needs everything to live. At the same time, I got everything to give. Don't rush me.
Did I just tell you?
Don't rush me.
Hold back, man. See, this here is the most serious that I've ever been, the most clear-headed. My gear fetish clearly needs an account. So if I need, I'll smoke them all like Dennis Leary and I'm out. The out's great though. Thanks for adding more insecurity. Just as I was finding my level of maturity. Just as I was minding my business. Tried to murder Dean's confidence. But lucky for me, you're all incompetent. Roadblock in this guest. I see him trying to put a stop to my obnoxiousness. But I stayed long-winded. Like saying George Papadopoulos. I know, but I write from the heart with this. So I've got some things to work on. My moodiness like masturbation gets this jerk on. My fascination with the fast pace. Money's encapsulated in my mind's space. Like, what a thrill, castrated. And I know I'm not in last place, but it's hard to work through it with this masked face. The masking tape up all the window keeps the cold out. And every time I'm laying down, my back breaks because it's old now. I yell too much, get stressed too quick. But the best thing about it, I can change that shit. But still remain who I came down to earth to be. Not Jean Grey, that's just the name, you'll see.
I know I'm on the right path to who I'm gonna be at last. Don't crush me now. I know I'm rolling right. At the same time, both on the dark and light. They say life needs everything to live. At the same time, I got everything to give. Don't rush me.
Please don't make me kill you. I don't want to.
Don't rush me.
I don't need to go to jail right now. I got things to do. Can't be locked up, man.
Mike and Mike, and they were talking about the NBA, and they were talking about how Carmelo Anthony is going to be a free agent, and he's trying to dictate where he wants to go, sort of like LeBron James, Chris Bosh, and Dwayne Wade did down in Miami. If you don't follow sports, basketball in particular, you know that, well, you wouldn't know, but if you do, you know that Carmelo Anthony is going to be a free agent at the end of this year, and he's requesting a trade to go to New York, or he's threatened. I mean, one, there's an extension on the table, 3 years, $65 million that he turned down. So you turn down 3 years, $65 million, you don't want to play where you're playing. Right now he's playing for the Denver Nuggets. He said that he no longer wants to play with Denver. He's going to play out his contract, and then he's going to opt out, and he's going to go to the team of his choice, which would happen to be the New York Knickerbockers or the Knicks. Well, Dick Vitale, who was talking about it, and he's like, this is like the inmates controlling the asylum. And it's basically saying that NBA players should not have the right to choose where they want to go. Like, control is something that's unforeseen. Now, mind you, when we talk about sports, and then we start talking about Dick Vitale, who is part of the NCAA's hype machine, and I've talked about the NCAA, and there's never enough bad things I can say about the NCAA. I mean, we talked about how they are the biggest pimps, and you have a situation like this where you have a guy who supports that system wholeheartedly. I mean, Dick Vitale is all in, all kids should stay in school, blah, 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 because they're not ready, blah, blah, blah. But where are the Dick Vitales and the Mike and Mikes when we're discussing tennis players who are like 15, 16 years old? They don't even graduate from high school. Not a peep, not a word. Now, get what I'm saying? They don't even graduate from high school. They're on the pro tennis tour. There's no mandatory college for tennis. None. You just do it. Now, as we know, football, basketball, but right now we're on basketball in particular. Basketball, hey, they want you to go. I mean, college football is even worse. In football, you can't even come out unless you've spent 3 years in school. Now, people railing about Michelle Obama talking about forcing you to eat, but nobody ever talks about this oppressive system that forces kids to earn money for these universities who do nothing for them. Mind you, they make billions of dollars. I remember a couple of years back, the NCAA tournament re-upped with CBS for about $6 billion. No problem. No biggie. Did the players get a touch? No. I mean, y'all was around for Cam Newton. He did a bad thing because, well, they said he didn't do a bad thing. His father did a bad thing because he was trying to get money so his son can go to certain schools. I mean, it harkens me back to LeBron James. You know, everybody jumped on LeBron James for the decision and all that. But I mean, nobody still talked about the money that he made for the Boys Club to help kids. They were focused on, well, he chose to go where he wanted to go. That's his right. But your Dick Vitales and people like that, they don't believe in the free market for the athlete. They only believe in the free market for them. Key point and difference. The institution wants the right to be able to tax and spend what the athletes make, but the athletes can't profit on their own name. Another point, there was a It was in Ohio, speaking of LeBron, because it ties in back with him also. Coach Jason Pop, Poop, whatever. Jason Pop, he was talking to his team, Richmond Heights, undefeated team, and what he did was he used the N-word. Now, y'all know I hate the N-word. My name, Dick Hugger, means fuck the N-word. So, read this story. And his speech to the players before a game was, well, you guys don't go out and play N-word basketball. He was like, because this is what they're going to expect y'all to do, play N-word basketball. And this is quote from one of his players, Jordan Early, varsity player. And, of course, the kids was upset. Now, I don't care for the N-word, and if they want to protest the coach saying it, I hope that they don't use the N-word to refer to themselves, because I'm against that also. But I'm against you so-called figures of authorities using the N-word also to, I guess, get their term of endearment point across. Now, is in Ohio, and LeBron James comes in because LeBron James out of Ohio, I remember how they were making his school, St. Anthony, St. Vincent's, whatever the hell it was, they were making millions of dollars off of LeBron James. But he was under investigation because his family were receiving gifts. And this is that lopsided, these young athletes, you know, we say predominantly, but it goes across the board. Because I think other people need to pay attention. Also, everyone's kids are exploited in this system. More black than anyone else. But on the whole, everyone's kids are exploited in this system. Scholarships are year to year. There's no such thing as a four-year scholarship. If you're not good enough, they can cut your ass just like that. And see, all of this is a prevailing mind thought of keeping you in your place. Dick Vitale, the inmates are running the asylum. Why? Because they want to choose where the hell they're going to go? Then I'm an inmate trying to run the asylum. Hell, I'm an inmate that wants to blow the damn asylum up. Not figuratively, or literally speaking, it's figurative, obviously, because I'm of a love movement, but I'm just saying, there's no good that comes of it, at least for those who are being exploited. Obviously, if you're on the top end, the NCAA, you're doing really, really well for yourself. But your Cam Newton, daddy can't ask for money. But Auburn can sell a million Cam Newton jerseys. Sort of like Reggie Bush. USC made a lot of money. Reggie Bush do anything wrong? Nope. Trying to be like the ones he saw. Making money. Hand over fist on my name. But they get mad when I sell a jersey for $1,000. Man, NCAA, kiss my ass and everybody else's ass that you've been fucking over. On that note, I want to thank everybody for listening. And see you next show. We have Project 13. We're going to talk about the paranormal. On that note, once again, thank you all for listening, and I'll see you next time. next show. Big Hugger, Smooth Drama. I'm out.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast. Smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth.
Drama.